show us where the bad men touched you, Drake.
Am I impressed by these noodles?
Making it a night of some trough liquor?
What are the grenade ranges?
And welcome back to the Galactic Nomads Traveler Podcast, the game that takes you all over the galaxy. We're new to the Traveler world and learning as we go. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. If you haven't played Traveler before, hopefully this will be a learning experience for you. The last we left our crew members, they were investigating the reason they were attacked on a remote Kallus Atoll, where they were conducting scientific experiments. There seems to be skullduggery afoot when the crew finds their attackers creating a mysterious ooze. Unsure if they could trust the authorities on Kallus, they took justice into their own hands, for better or for ill. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for exploring with us. Now, back to Kallus.
So you're on this atoll, and you've just finished your first firefight as a group. Drix has been wounded a little, but everybody else has come out unscathed except for the bad guys. We got two dead gnomes, one dead Aslan, or one dead Vargr. Aslan escaped, and unconscious Toma Jans. They were there harvesting the plant that Leland had come to study, and because they think there's some kind of relationship between it and the atmosphere. And you got they had some kind of distillery, and they were making the plant into some kind of, I believe it was green liquid. And Drix, are you the one that has the liquid?
I have the liquid.
All right.
I've yet to drink it.
Is it in your hand, your pants, your bag?
I'd say I put it in my backpack.
All right. So what do you guys want to do? Do you remember the ship that you flew here?
Yes, it was Leela's
right.
Science vessel, I guess.
It's Far Trader.
Far Trader, okay.
Six Sisters Express.
That's right, Six Sisters Express.
So what's with this unconscious guy?
What's up with him?
Yeah.
He's just dressed in work clothes. And, he's a gnome. He's got short hair. Like he took a buzzer to it type short hair.
All right.
And, just...
Frau, why was he unconscious?
Oh, because you guys were shooting him.
Pew, pew.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We shot him.
Yeah.
Well, Drix wants some answers. He's ready to rough this guy up if he has to.
Well, honestly, he owes Pernicky his life. Because, Pernicky saved him. To keep him alive.
Oh, that's right. You stabilized him.
Yep.
We brought the doctor. The doctor is in the house.
Yep.
Doctor's in the doghouse.
Doctor's in the doghouse.
Well, I guess not. I guess there's some doghouse here, but...
True, but...
Metaphorically speaking.
Well, then Drix would just like to ask the group, so what are we going to do with this guy? As I wave my laser pistol around, because laser pistol's still out in
right?
a firefight. I got a mohawk, and I'm juiced up on adrenaline.
Aye.
And maybe whatever this green stuff is, depending on what happens in the doghouse.
Right.
Well, don't you think we should take him to the authorities?
No. No, we shouldn't.
No.
We don't even know if the authorities are trustworthy here.
Well, we could take him to the scouts.
I'd be okay with taking him to the scouts, but I kind of want to figure out who these people are first.
It's going to be a lot of paperwork.
True.
A lot of paperwork.
Do I want to do the paperwork? Do you want to do the paperwork, Pernicky? Do you want to do the paperwork?
You're the one in the scouts. So
that's
you would
point.
Be the one doing the paperwork.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Huh. So we're exempt.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Sorry, Drix.
Well, if we're going to take him, I want to know what he knows and why he shot at us.
That's what I want to know. I mean, we were just walking up. We were going to say hello. Next thing you know, they're pulling guns.
I saw it.
To pull our guns.
I saw it. It's true.
So, I mean, you know, I'm curious now.
All right, well, he's unconscious now.
Well, can we, is there a way we can wake him up?
Pernicky, can you wake him?
Hmm.
Like, shock him or something?
Let me check my stats.
Check my skills.
Let me see if my character sheet says I can indeed wake him. Wake up, wake up. Nope, no skills in that.
Nope, no skills in wake up.
I would say a medical check.
Medical check?
You guys got medical?
I got medic.
Some way to...
I got medic one.
Arouse him.
I don't have anything medic.
You got medic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one in medic. What's that? Oh, come on. Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm. Nine?
That's a really good roll.
That's a really good roll.
Yep. But he doesn't wake up.
Oh. That's horrible.
He's done. Well, no facilities and limited things at your disposal to bring him out of his unconsciousness.
So a toe to the gunshot wound doesn't really work. All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, what do we have on the far trader? I mean, as far as, like, accommodations for wounded people?
Standard little sick bay facility. It's only got like two beds in it, and you know, basic first aid items.
Well, I say we take this dude into the sick bay facility, set him up, and let's look around this camp, see what else we can find.
Mm.
If you do that, definitely restrain him, even though he's unconscious.
Good idea.
For sure. I have rope.
Yeah.
Do we need anything else from here?
I don't know.
Did we research this? Did we investigate the drug lab and all that? That they were.
No. I mean, we found the vials, but we really haven't, like, inspected the camp yet.
I mean, that's where we found the vials, was at the camp and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe since we're here, tie him up, look around.
Yeah, we should investigate more, because once it goes to the authorities, we will be out.
We'll be out for sure.
Of the information that comes to...
And depending on if the authorities are involved, are we going to be the ones that are in trouble?
That's where the paperwork comes in. I'll tell you what, Yaz. Toss me the rope. I'll tie him up. Take a look around. I'll be with you all soon. All
right, here's the rope.
All right.
Trix ties, hog ties this guy.
So you're going to take him in and tie him up?
I'm just going to tie him up here.
Oh, okay.
We're going to look around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your time in the dirt.
Yeah, I don't think.
Bag.
Yeah. I mean, I just make sure, you know, the gunshot wound doesn't, you know, kill him, but I tie him as best as I can.
All right.
And I'm a musician, so I know how to tie things, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's how it works?
Indeed.
Yeah. Musicians tie stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, those bells just don't get up on that Corellia.
Just learned something here today.
Yeah.
You find bags of the plant that have been, it's like dried, and there's strings hanging up. The plants hung up. It's kind of like, it kind of has like big petals, and they're just hanging over ropes and stuff. They're just drying. They're just everywhere. They're hanging up. They're spread out on the ground and stuff, and they're obviously just drying it out before they store it in these bags. There's their whole chemistry set that they had for converting, which could... wouldn't take much to make that into a nice still. And that's pretty much all you see. There's just equipment and plants. There's no paperwork.
No ledgers or data pads.
Yeah, anything like that.
They're just a little grow operation.
Yep.
That's what that sounds like.
It does sound like that.
So should we take it all?
Who? We have a couple of the vials, right? What do you think, Pernicky?
I was not the one that was studying these plants.
Oh, yeah, Leela.
Exactly.
So we should ask that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Layla, we can take these planes with us?
I mean, we could. I don't know what we'd do with them. I mean, they're all dead now. They're not any use to my research. I mean, I guess we could do some studies on them. Maybe we could figure out what they're making.
I think that would be a good starting place.
Hey, they broke your lab, so that makes their lab ours now.
Uh-huh.
That's space law.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that part. You guys showed up in here and everything was destroyed.
Yeah.
They totally destroyed Leela's camp, lab, etc. So yeah, their camp's our camp now.
So maybe we should bring the far trader over, land it, pick the hell out of this place. Probably keep a check on the radar because that Aslan might want to come back.
True.
All right. So, how about y'all's and I go get the far trader?
Okay.
You stay here with your mates. We'll come on by, load this up, and get the heck out of here.
I like it.
You're just going to take everything with you?
As much as we can, I guess, or at least whatever Leela and... Who's the other one? Susan?
Joey.
What are you thinking, Bernanke?
And Omana.
Well, if you report all this to the scouts, and then you're taking all of the evidence, that looks a little suspicious.
Okay.
Even though we don't know what it's really for.
True.
You don't want to be slandered, in a sense.
You know, I've done a lot of reports with the scout service over the years, and nobody's going to read it. Nobody's going to care. We're going to drop this guy off. I don't think they're going to tell us they had a lab, and as long as we don't say anything, well, again, the way I see it is they broke our lab, so now this is Leela's lab.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Here we go. Right. I didn't see a lab, did you?
Nope. Right. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, we'll be back. Pistol in hand, I go back to the far trader.
Okay. The little guy's sitting there, still laying on the ground. He's unconscious, but he's kind of making some sounds. Like,
Oh, we left that guy. We didn't bring him with us.
We'll leave him on the ground?
Yeah, I'll put him in the bar trader when it's closer, right? It's less walking, carrying some dude.
True.
Okay.
I mean, he's tied up. He's not going anywhere.
I mean,
and if he moves, Bernanke will throw a grenade at him.
Yeah.
Boom. All right. I'm not going to bother having you make a pilot check. You guys move the six sisters. No problem.
Cool.
Well, I think I have more strength than you, right? Than Yaz?
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody does. So if Yaz keeps the eyes on, that way we're not, jumped by anybody.
For sure.
I'll help the ladies and the one guy load this stuff up.
Plus I have turret one in case,
That's right. You can do something about it.
True.
All right. It takes about 20 minutes to load everything up. And you're taking all the dried plants and stuff. Are you taking the plants that are currently drying or just the ones that are dried in the bags?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. And while you're doing that, the other three are just getting their regular fresh plants that they're going to study and to bring those. And easy peasy, nothing.
And there we go. Else. Not a bad job. Right. And the guy.
Oh, yeah. And the guy.
Okay, you're
already he goes there. In last.
Okay, where are you going to put him?
Sick bay.
That was let's do that. I was going to say in with the plants, but Yaz's idea is more humane.
It is.
Pardon me. No main. Here you go.
Oh, God.
Gnome life.
All right. So what are you guys going to do?
Your friend, your show. Bernanke. Oh, jeez. Well.
I guess if we've got everything that we need here, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Then head back and start doing some... research?
Yeah. We got days to kill.
We do. We got things to do. People to see.
Yeah, well.
So I have a question, though, about this captive. What are we going to do with him when we go back to the planet? Are we turning him in? Or if there's no lab that's been seen?
Well, I guess we should probably...
How are we going to deal with that?
We should probably interrogate this guy before we land. Well, let me know. I'll rough him up.
Right.
So then, I mean, if anything, we either have a loose cannon with us that is on that goes on the planet with us, or a dead body that we have to tend to on that planet.
Well, we can always go into orbit.
It's kind of a tricky situation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, dead gnomes tell no tales. You know, I mean, especially if you put them on an airlock. Saying.
Right. You'd have to make a special trip into space for that.
We would. Right, we would.
Because you're on the same planet.
True. But I'm just saying, you know, if we have to, like, carry this guy with us.
If that's the case, too, then another point to be made, or question, is if other people come on this, is it planet, moon? What are we on?
No, you're on this. You're on the
planet.
Calcium.
Yeah. What about the bodies that are already here?
Oh, yeah. We just left those bodies.
Dispose them, you know, like bury them or something, hide them.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm okay to leave them there to rot.
Are the shallows bog-like? I'm just wondering.
No.
No, they're not bog-like. Okay. Then.
Give them to the bog.
Give them to the bog, if we could. But they're not bothered.
Well, let's leave his dead friends out there, and when we head back and tell the scouts, well, that's our problem.
We could put them in funny positions and just leave them there.
Like spooning.
I don't know, we can make them like into letters.
Well, you know, y'all, if you have something to think about, I'll give you 20 minutes for it. Nikki not okay with it.
No,
she's not okay with it.
I say we just leave them.
I'm fine with just leaving them. I mean, unless we're planning on coming back and using
the... You guys are definitely sailors.
Using the camp.
Listen, just because I shot him doesn't mean I'm suddenly obligated to that body.
Well, I'm not saying obligated to the body. I'm saying that if other people were to come onto this planet, and we are the ones that are known for coming over here to do research, but yet there's three dead bodies hanging out where we're doing our research... That would look very suspicious on our part.
Pernicke does have a point.
Trix. I'm looking at that aspect. I don't want to go to whatever jail or prison or whatever on this planet. Or get shot or hung
Trix
or whatever they do.
Very distraught looking, because that makes sense.
Right?
Throws his arms in the air and says, fine. Fine, we'll take the bodies with us. I'm back off the boat and I'm getting dead bodies.
All right.
Yas turns to Leela and says, do you know anybody with a pig farm?
No, not here.
Oh, okay.
Space pigs.
So we're going to have to go out
space
to
pigs.
Where? So go out
yes.
to space then.
Pigs in space. All right, where are you going to put the bodies?
Ooh.
Well, it's a far trader.
Sick bay, I guess. It's...
Yeah.
There was storage.
Do we have a fridge in the sick bay?
Well, not that kind of fridge.
We don't got walk-ins. What do you think this is?
Remember, you're not going anywhere. You're just going around the planet. In fact, if I've been thinking about it, I gave you a regular airplane instead of a far trader.
All right.
So it's only going to take you like 20 minutes to get anywhere.
I'd say put them in the hold for now.
Yeah.
Man, nobody said we had to clean up after fights. What? That was never in the brochure.
I know, right?
Jeez.
All right. So you bring the bodies back in, put them in the hold.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now what you can do?
I'm going to go in sick bay. I want to talk to that guy.
All right. He's still unconscious. But he's making a lot of noise, and he's sweating.
Huh. Fever dream.
I use my medic skill to see if I have to call Pernicke in.
Roll it.
Steve, I'm going to use your dice.
Please do.
Gosh. All right, here we go.
I get checked to see if I need somebody else to make
medic
a check.
One. That's 6, 3, 9. I got a 10.
Yeah, you think there's something wrong with him?
He's a squawk box. They call him Pernicky. Pernicky, think something's wrong. Hey, listen, you're
all
the
right,
doctor.
All right.
I'm an animal
He's
doctor.
He's heavily wounded, and we do not have the equipment to do anything about it.
Oh. Not even the sick bay?
Yeah, he's got a fever. Yeah, you got drugs. You know, you got like stuff like aspirin and morphine and...
Morphine would work.
Tools for minor surgeries. So if you did have a bullet in you, somebody could dig it out. Or get a knife from the kitchen, whatever.
Or laser wound. Pew, pew.
Yeah, so it's obviously he's got like some kind of infection or something from his wound, and he's starting to get like feverish.
Ooh. So we need some penicillin.
Wow.
Yep, you can give him a shot to try and reduce that.
Yeah, I don't have medic skills, so I'm just gonna go where I belong in the pilot seat, and start flying this plane back to, I guess, Leela's lab?
Leela's lab is in the plane.
Oh, okay.
Well then, there's lab in the ship, and there was a field lab that was destroyed.
Okay. Yes. So we can just stay right here. I mean, there's really nowhere we have to go.
Well, we can go back to the berth in town because we're going to have to drop
this. We're not
going to
do that with 3 dead bodies.
I agree with her.
That's right.
But that's why you wanted the dead bodies on there.
No, I wanted to dispose of them. We're going to dispose of them in space, right? We have to go out to space.
Well, we are on an island.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what's going to happen? They're going to float around.
I was
going
to bury the bodies, but...
We are on an island.
You guys are wanting to...
There's an ocean, like...
Four-fifths.
Yeah, we could just drop them off on the way there.
Yeah, we'll just...
Drop them off in the ocean?
Yeah.
We'll just do an Osama bin Laden. We'll just drop right out.
Nice. Okay. Anchors away. Splish, splash. Bin Laden's taking a bath.
Okay.
Am I insensitive?
But first, we have to interrogate this guy once we fix him so that we can drop him off in the ocean.
No, we're just going to get rid of his buddies in the ocean. We'll keep him because he's somebody that we can still turn in if we have to.
Unless we don't like what he has to say and he's in the ocean with his buddies. I'll tell you what. Do you need any help with him?
I think so.
Okay.
Most likely.
So.
Especially.
Tricks don't like touching bodies.
I didn't see this turn of Pernicky getting so dark.
Yeah.
This is the living guy we're talking about throwing out of the plane.
How does Leela feel? How does Leela and Joey feel about dumping these bodies out of the cargo hold while we fly over?
Joey and Amanda are like doing their thing. Leela looks a little nervous. She's kind of hand wringing.
Leela, you look a little distraught. Why don't you help Pernicky with him? Yas, let's go over the water. We'll handle that.
Yes.
Yeah?
Agreed.
Does that sound good?
And we'll keep dude that's alive for now.
Yeah. We'll come back.
Oh my gosh.
If anything happens, call us on the comms, interior comms. So let's go fly this sucker over some desolate part of the ocean. And dump 3 bodies.
Yes.
Ooh. It's detailed. Do you have to roll for that?
No.
It's good.
Can I roll to be impressed?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You're pretty impressed.
Got
a 9. Wow, what's that?
It's a 9.
9?
9. No, you're not impressed.
Oh. Oh. Bummer. Bummer. Not impressed.
Listen, Yaz is a retiree.
You've seen stuff.
Fair enough.
Feeding the bodies to the reactor core.
Okay.
Ah.
So I'm gonna go get hop in the pilot seat, start firing up engines and do pre-flight checks.
Alright, and right. I'm gonna help him hide a crime.
Alright. Oh, why don't both of you make a pilot check?
Alright.
Pernicky, make a medical check.
Okay.
8.
Oh no.
Eight. And let's see, I get a... If I have a one on...
You got plenty.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You just take. You just taken off. You need like a four.
Oh. Nine cool. plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good. Smoothest takeoff ever.
No. Very smooth. Just rolling bodies down a ramp.
All right. After about 30 minutes flying around the ocean, patient hasn't gotten any better, and you guys are, I mean, you're flying. Are you for sure dumping the bodies?
Yeah.
All right. You open up the back hatch and roll the bodies out, no problem at all.
Right.
All right, there we go.
Before we go anywhere else, though, I want to do some intercom time.
Okay.
Back to sick bay. Yep. And Pernicky,
yes.
How's our prisoner?
Not waking up.
What's his outlook over? Or prognosis over?
Can I roll to kind of guess, man? Do I already kind of know?
Oh yeah, you already know he's dying.
roll for death.
Negative.
Negative.
A negative.
It's a negative. Drix.
Drix here.
How do you feel about putting another body out?
Did he die?
Pernicky says he's going to.
Yeah, good enough. I'll be in sick bay.
Okay.
I closed the hatch, of course, because I wasn't born in a barn.
Okay.
Space barn.
Are you sure this is the thing we should do, Pernicky?
Well, he was trying to kill us. There is that.
But don't you think we should take him to the police? I mean, isn't that what you would have done before?
He is dying.
I don't know
he's
about
not
these guys you're hanging out with.
He is dying, and he won't make it to the police. So there is that. On the half-ass logic side.
I'm just flying the ship.
Just following orders. I understand.
Well, no, I'm not even in sick bay to be on the conversation unless we're doing this over intercom.
Sure, you over intercom. Why not?
Okay.
No, you're not over intercom.
You're not on intercom?
No.
No, he's fly.
Okay, I'm just fly.
Okay, if you say so, I'm going to trust you.
See, it's all Pernicky's plan.
This is a very awkward thing.
Yes, it is.
For certain.
All right. You come down to medical.
I see two distraught women and a unconscious guy.
Yep.
So, there's no way we can wake him up?
He's dying.
Well, we let him die or we're going to have to turn him in.
He's going to die before he gets turned in. Meaning he's not going to make it to the... Not because we're doing anything. Just he won't make it.
Well, should we give him peace and let him ease out with a morphine high?
Yeah, that seems like a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that.
You might want to unbind him so he can float blissfully into sleep without being hogtied.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Pump full of drugs and all in time.
All right.
All right. So he pumps him full of drugs.
Think of the flowers, buddy. Think of the flowers.
Look at the flowers.
Oh. His name
right.
was Toma Jans. His name was Toma Jans.
All right.
All right, what are you going
to do? I'm going to untie him while Pernicky kills him.
Okay.
Medically. Wait, would it be killing him medically? It'd be
euthanizing.
Euthanizing, okay.
I think morphine would kill him. I think it just eases pain.
Yeah.
But you can overdose on morphine.
The drowning
yeah, but it's
going to
be a lot.
Him
is that what your intent
point.
Is?
No, the drowning's going to end up killing him. The morphine's just going
to... So we're going to pump him up full of morphine for him to drown. Listen, I'm not the doctor. I'll do what the doc wants.
Okay.
So... Well, you know, this guy did shoot me, so... Screw him, you know?
Exactly.
All right. You going to untie him and toss him out then? Purpose of untying him.
Well, we don't want to throw away our rope.
Okay.
Yeah, true. True.
We got to give Yaz's rope back.
That rope's come in handy several times.
That's true. Hey, This guy doesn't need the rope where he's going.
Right? I mean, dude.
I don't say that in front of Leela.
Boondock Saints was full of life lessons, including rope.
There you go. All right, so untie him, pump full of drugs, take him down, and I roll him off the ramp.
All right. Well, now what are you guys going to do?
This really started dark today, guys.
It did get really dark. I get him right out of reflection. Then I close the ramp.
Okay.
I go up to the bridge. Let's land this baby.
All our bodies are not present and accounted for?
I don't know what bodies you're talking about.
Okay, good.
All right, you take him back to the spaceport?
We go back to the spaceport? Well,
yeah.
Back where we came from, right?
Back where we came from, yeah.
Got to go to the labs.
No, yeah. They just needed us to go there.
Because the lab's on the ship, so.
Oh, great. Our farewell is depositing 4 bodies.
Uh-huh.
Man, I hope that gets us a bonus.
All right, you guys get back to the spaceport, and you land, and make pilot check. Who's flying?
Yaz is flying.
Ooh. All right, you're fine.
Woohoo! Jason just wanted those snake eyes. That's what he wanted.
I know, right?
He just crash into something.
That's when the space cops show up and pull us over.
No. Make no assumptions.
Right.
That's right.
All right. So what's your plan now?
Well,
have dinner.
We're going to get paid. Yeah, let's have dinner. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Let's have dinner.
Well, I'm shot.
You're shot.
Was I able to patch myself up with the sick bay on the ship?
Yeah, you're all right.
All right.
You're sore, but you're okay.
And I'm hungry.
All right.
Let's get paid.
Yeah.
And also, we have a couple new names to look up.
Yeah.
True.
It's only like mid-afternoon because...
Because it's an early trip.
Early trip and... You know, it didn't go... Things didn't go the way before song go.
No.
True.
Well, is that... Did we finish our job with them or is there more to do?
They're kind of... They've got stuff. Instead of doing it on site, they're going to use their lab in the ship. But they're not feeling very researchy today.
Yeah.
It's been a big emotional day for everybody. They're not used to
watching chaotic
neutral behavior.
That's right.
So they all say that they're just going to retire for the... Go back to their rooms for the day.
Right. Okay. And then we'll meet back tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll check. I'll go file that report.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we'll check back with them tomorrow.
Did you air quote me because you're going to tell people you're filing, but you're not filing, or are you actually going to file a report?
I'm not going to file that report.
Okay.
But I'm going to let people know that I did.
Okay.
Just to help Leela feel better about what went down.
So are you telling Yaz and Pernicky that you're filing the report?
Yaz and Pernicky.
Or that you're not going
to
file a
report? No, I don't lie to my team.
Okay. Right. All right.
I'm okay with it.
That's unsolicited. Hey, Yaz, I'm not going to file that report.
Okay, Drix. That's fine.
But if they ask, I did.
Okay.
Pernicky, I'm not going to file that report.
Yeah.
And this is why. Who do those 4 work for? Who's that Aslan going back to?
Uh-huh.
Did we get a name of that ship while it was going away?
No, it was just like a little plane.
Is there a way for me to research? Hover plane.
Yeah.
Well, they have to have registrations and stuff.
Yeah, but you didn't see nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a little transport ship.
Wait, we got this guy's name. I could search him. I'm going to search. What's their name? Who was the person we just dumped?
Toma Jans.
I want to do a little Gnomepedia.
You going to Google?
Yeah, I want to Google.
The Googs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got my own personal communicator, don't I?
I think so.
Didn't I get one? I got a personal HUD. I can be connected directly to the internet. Yes! Right? I forgot what our GNOME network was. GNOME Wide Web.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, well, I want to use that. I want to see if I can find out who this person is, who they work for. I want to see if I can find out more on why these people are doing what they're doing.
All right. You find a whole directory full of guys named Thomas Jans. You narrow your image search down, and you You do find the guy. Give me an investigate check.
Investigate. Oh, man, I don't have any investigate. Man, I'm horrible at Googling. Oh, that's a 10. Ooh. 10 minus 3?
3, yeah.
So 7?
Yeah. All right.
Any idiot can Google.
All right.
So you find the guy that you're looking for. You find a story about some fights that were happening at bars after some irate club owner got upset and tried to shoot some people, and Thomas Jans was one of a few people who were arrested for racketeering, and this bar was like one of many bars in the area that they were shaking down for protection funds. So you just kind of like see his police mugshot.
So
in the story,
probably not going to be missed.
Yeah, him and three other guys. One of them is Cambizolo, one of the other bodies you threw out.
Yep.
Okay.
The other one does not look like the other dude, and the other one you don't recognize either.
Do they got names?
Yeah. Jimmy Snides.
Jimmy Snides.
And Timmy Long.
Timmy Long.
Oh my god, I can't even spell.
That's because you're left-handed.
Oh no, it's right. I'm too creative for things like grammar. And who was it? Tony Long?
Timmy Long.
So, can I find anything on them?
No, just the same stuff. They've been arrested a few times.
Okay. So, local ne'er-do-wells. What about this plant? What's this plant used for?
So in your discussions with Leela, they think the plant has something to do... The planet is kind of toxic. The air should be more toxic than it is, but it's not. And they believe there's a connection to this plant and the clean air. And they want to study if it could be used, in science to maybe terraform other planets if they can reproduce what it's doing, or... a cheap alternative to, CO2 scrubbers on ships. They just looking,
So as I'm reading this.
So that's the surface thing of what it can do. Yeah. What does it say on the dark web about what the
I don't think I'm dark webby enough, right?
No.
That is.
Yeah, you don't find anything else interesting about it.
All I'm doing is when I'm reading this is I'm hearing dollar signs, space dollar signs.
It's a common plant found along almost every single reef on the planet.
All right.
Okay. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of reef. Just the edge of all. There's not a lot of land, but what land there is, this plant is around it.
So it could just be chance. This could be just some small-time stuff, right? Found this lab, roughed it up, took some stuff out, did their own grow operation to do whatever it is that they want to do with this liquid stuff. We had 2 vials, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I give the vials to you, Bernicky. If there's anybody that would know what to do with it, it would be you.
Agreed.
Yeah. No drugs? Trix is out. It's not going to help me become fourth chair. I'm not interested.
Well... So what are you guys going to do for the evening then?
I need to get a grenade launcher.
Ooh. She wants to go shopping.
Yeah.
Right.
And some grenades.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a little nighttime shopping then?
If it's available.
Yeah, this is the lawless world, right? So
yeah,
we're packing to get more packed. Let's do it.
Right.
You don't even need to black market it. You can just go to a regular store.
All just right. Go on down to Nomart.
All right, let's take a time out.
To go shopping?
So she can see her options for grenade launching. So you find a store. This one's got a lady in it.
A lady?
She's dressed in...
A lady.
She's dressed in camouflage-y. And she's got her sleeves rolled up. She's got some guns of her own.
We're not talking about what's on sale?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. And she kind of... Are y'all gone?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I guess I'm doing some internet searching and stuff, so I'm missing out on that.
Well, that doesn't take a long time.
Okay, then I'll go with him. Okay.
All right. So she checks you guys out. She's kind of assessing. And then she checks out Pernicky. And then looks away from her and is like, what can I do you guys for? Not really dismissive-like, but kind of like...
I'm looking for a grenade launcher. She's not really launcher.
Pernicky doesn't need us to speak for her.
Yeah. You want a grenade launcher?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right, I got grenade launchers.
Excellent.
He shows you several models, small ones, big ones. She's got like four of the small ones, one of the automatic ones, and one of the auxiliary ones.
I think
One holds, the little one holds six. Mm-hmm. Shoots them one at a time, but you can shoot them as fast as you can pull the trigger, as fast as you can shoot them. Go about 100 meters. This one over here, go 400 meters. You can shoot them one at a time. Flick this switch, and you're shooting three at a time.
Pretty awesome.
And since I have so many of these little ones, I'll let you have it for 700 credits.
700?
But big one's 3,000.
Oh, those are a little steep.
A little bit, yeah. Mm.
I go and look at boots.
Well, I do she that.
Boots.
Damn.
For that much, I can't rightly then afford the grenades that go in the launcher, so then it would be a moot point. I might have to hold off on that then.
How many grenades you need?
Enough to...
Are you poor? Are they allow money?
Protect myself.
It's meant to get the job done.
When I'm doing sciencey things and...
Oh, you're a scientist, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So you're doing like survey work? Are you going to blow some stuff up and read the waves or...
That's one of many things, yes.
Okay. Untraditional approach, but I like your style. I'll tell you what. I'll let you. What kind of grenades were you looking for?
Well, I was looking at the frag and smoke and stun in particular, because the other ones looked like they were a little too spendy, even though they look pretty amazing.
Do you have a roll persuade?
All right. Persuade. That's a -3.
If you have zero in it, yeah.
Three.
Okay. She says, well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you have this launcher and a full complement of frag grenades. For 1,000 credits. So that'd be one launcher and 6 grenades. We're here every day, so just come and see me.
I think I could do that.
Okay. Deal.
Let's do this. Let's make a deal.
Yeah, grenade launcher. Yes.
So I just have some paperwork here to fill out for registry. But for 100 credits... We can waive registration.
The only way to make a grenade launcher better is when people don't know you got it.
Done.
Okay.
God bless the frontier.
Got any advanced combat rifles?
Ooh, advanced combat rifles? What kind of, how advanced are you talking about?
Light amplification and passive IR, visual magnification, and a laser rangefinder. With a 40mm RAM shoot-through grenade launcher.
All on one... Did you say the advanced combat rifle?
Yes.
Well, let me see here. She walks on the wall. And
It's like, well, I don't have the advanced in. I have a couple of these accelerators and a few assault rifles, an auto rifle, and somebody just came in and bought up all my auto pistols, but I got one left. It's used, but it's in fine condition.
What do you got in slug weapons?
Yeah, the pistols and the auto rifle.
Pistols and auto rifle?
And then I got the, I do have these body pistols, a variety of different models. These plastic ones, if you're looking for something a little close and personal, but it sounded to me like you were looking to stand back a little.
Yes, something with a little bit of range.
Oh, she picks one up, drops a click, pops it in. She's like, it is made of plastic, though. Does get through those metal detectors.
That is a good point.
And I have this exotic one over here made out of bone. I'm not sure what kind of bone it is, to be honest. The guy who traded it to me was a little weird. I kind of assumed maybe it was bones of his victims.
Oh. So it definitely has a story behind it.
But it could be cow bones for all I know.
Alright, well, you know what? Kind of wanted the rifle, but a bone pistol would be kind of fun. Hey, Drix, what do you think? Should I buy a bone pistol?
Bone pistol?
Bone pistol.
What's the bone made out of?
I don't know.
I guess bone.
It's just bone. Bone from something.
Oh. Yeah, go for it.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, well, this one's 1,000. I can throw in 2 magazines for you. Both hold 12. And they're made of a solid polymer construct. Not quite as powerful as a steel or a lead bullet, but... You know, what's the point of having a bone pistol if you're loading it with slugs that are going to get seen by the metal detector, right?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know, little under the radar action. You know, we got to keep it on an even keel there.
It's good bone pistol logic.
It's good, great bone pistol logic. Let's do it.
All right. Shall I wrap this for you?
Yeah, why not? Nice. I can open it later and surprise myself.
After
and I
forget would you about like it. To waive the registration fee?
Yes. Yes, I would.
That's only $50 for this weapon.
Oh, great. That's cool. So, 1,050?
50 credits. 50 space credits.
50 space credits.
1,050 space credits.
She wraps it up. And she wasn't kidding. She gets out like a pink and yellow striped paper.
Nice.
Wraps it up. Puts a little bow on it.
Love it.
Hands it over.
Right on.
You have a case. A special hard shell case.
Nice.
Excellent.
Most excellent. Nobody's going to be messing with Pernicky.
It just looks like you're carrying a suitcase around.
Ooh.
Classic. Nice. Has a hitman like quality about it. I like it.
It could be science equipment.
It could be.
That's right. This is my science kit. Yep.
For when you really have to get all sciencey.
All right, what you guys going to do now?
Well, Drix doesn't need anything, so... I mean, it's really just about next day at this point.
All right. You two going to do anything else? Besides a normal evening's activities?
Oh.
Go visit Kimmy...
I thought about...
You want to go back up to the space station and visit Kimmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're staying at the space station, aren't we?
No, Kimmy's on the space station.
Oh, okay.
You're on the spaceport.
Okay.
So you'd have to go back into space.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Depends on how long it takes.
All right.
I'm about to say, it's making me feel like you want us to do something.
No, I just...
Even though we said that we're pretty ready for the day.
No, well, she said she wanted to go see Kimmy, so...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You verify you're not going to go see Kimmy?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a big fiasco, then...
All right.
No.
Next day.
All right.
I forgot where you guys staying. Oh, yeah, you're staying with the scientists.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. You back to the apartment. The scientists are making dinner or whatever. Leela's still a little apprehensive about the day's events. The other two were so busy starting their experiments and stuff, they didn't even notice what was going on. They were absent-minded professors.
Nice.
And you, Drix, get a message.
Ooh.
On your...
On my personal HUD?
On your personal HUD.
Woo.
And it is from the Scout Service office on the port, or at this land base scout base,
mm-hmm,
training center. And they would like to come talk to you. You'd come in and talk about the ship.
They want me there tonight. They have time.
No, they just said, please call.
Can I give them a call?
Okay. Lady answers the phone. You've reached the Scout Service Training Center. May I help you?
This is a Senior Scout Blanc. I'm returning a message about the doghouse.
Oh. Hold on just a moment. And another voice comes on and says, Senior Scout Blom, this is Scoutmaster Fizzy Thrust. Can you come in later this morning? And I want to go over what the repairs for your scout ship is.
Well, I tell you what, Scoutmaster, put another turret on that ship and I'll be in bright and early in the morning. 0800.
It is the morning.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'll see you soon.
How about 1000?
Oh, well, I've got a really busy schedule, Scoutmaster.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, you know, I'll be there, 1015.
Right, thank you.
All
right.
I don't like that guy.
All right.
I'm going to go down to the scout base. They're expecting me about 1015, so I'll be there about 1030. I should be back by noon. What are you all going to be up to? Welcome to join, but there might be paperwork.
Could do the sciencey stuff with these plants.
Okay, you're going to work on plants?
Yeah.
And I can call Gina Torina.
You're going to call Gina Torina.
Ooh. Might as well. I mean, what am I going to do? I could go work on plants, or I could call Gina Torina.
All right.
Find out. Maybe she's missing some people.
Maybe. I could be all like, you know, the other day I was talking to my good friend Thomas Jans.
Oh, Tomas.
Tomas.
All right.
Well, remember, if you get in any trouble, use the comms. Remember the safe word. Help me, I'm getting shot.
Okay. Help me, I'm getting shot. Okay.
So you call that number?
Yeah.
And you get a message that says, you reached GT.
Deep. Hey, GT, this is Yasfiz Tinkerfitz. Just making a call to seeing what you're doing today. Call me back. It's my number. Out.
We're going to persuade that.
Smooth.
About that.
Well, fortunately, it's not up to me.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say?
That's right.
It's up to his dice and his persuade bonus.
Yeah.
What else am I supposed to say? I was that one gnome you met at the club.
Hey, GT, I'll be here.
That's right. Yas here. You know what to do.
Oh.
Oh no. That's terrible.
Oh no.
Three.
Accordingly to the phone call. All
right. You go to this.
Oh, three. Then I got two on Persuade.
Woo!
Yeah!
Nice.
It pays.
It does.
All right, you go down to the scout base. And you're ushered in to see Scoutmaster Fizzy Thrust. He's a little taller than you.
It's the same Scoutmaster I met before?
No, this is on the surface. That was the guy on the station.
Okay, so this is Surface Scoutmaster.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a little taller than you. A little thicker than you.
Does he think he's better than me?
Probably. He's, you know, in his Scoutmaster uniform, of course. And he's got a unlit cigarette between his lips. And he says, Senior Scout, come on in. Like your hair, I had a mohawk before I joined the service.
Mm. Keeps the wind out of my eyes. You can't see it on the podcast, but I'm waving my head around. I think that's what people with mohawks do, right? Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. I do mohawk stuff.
We're looking at Steve for confirmation.
Yeah, looking at Steve for confirmation.
Not because he has a mohawk, but
yeah,
he hangs out with people who like mohawks.
I do.
Unlike that phone call, Yaz is cool in real life.
Right.
Okay, I take a seat. So, Scoutmaster, are you going to make my ship beautiful?
Well, the guys came back with a report. It's going to take approximately 7 months to fix everything that's wrong with this ship. So, unfortunately, due to protocol, I've had to order this ship permanently decommissioned because it's just not cost effective to keep it in service. Or you could take the ship as is and pay to repair it yourself and take care of it yourself.
Well, if we toss this to the scrap yards, where am I going to be put on the list for a next available ship? Top or my back of the line?
Well, I don't know. That's not my area. Not my area.
Mm.
I would guess you'd be probably near the top. That's up to central personnel.
What do you think? Is that going to take more than 7 months?
Well, how long did it take you to get this ship?
Oh, years.
It's just a complete mess, by the way.
It is a complete mess. Well, I still have to report to, is it Flammarion?
Oh, yeah.
What was our main?
Flammarion.
Yeah. So I still have to take it to Flammarion. My orders haven't changed. What is it going to take to fix this so it can get to there?
Oh, we've already informed them.
Oh, so they know.
Yeah. Well, they don't know yet, but they'll know soon.
How much time do I have to think about this?
I don't know. I guess a couple days or whatever. I can give you the estimate on how much it's going to cost to repair.
Yeah, if you could send that bill to me, I'd like to take a look and see if, maybe this old girl still has a few legs in her.
Okay. Well, I have the report right here. You want to take a look at it?
I take that report.
Okay.
What's it say?
It's like 20 pages of stuff. And it's got the estimated cost for each piece of equipment. And this, of course, includes time and labor. So if you were to fix it yourself, you know, you're not... I mean, obviously, time is money or whatever, but...
Say I make it to page 6. Right. Till I just say, oh!
Obviously, you need to work, so you wouldn't be able to work on it full time. So even with a full time crew, they're estimating that it would take 7 months to fix.
Oof.
And you get down to the bottom, and it's about 20 million credits.
Oh, wow. What is that? 20,000 mega credits?
100,000 mega credits.
Oh, wow.
20,000 space bucks.
Space bucks.
We just need to go save some beautiful damsels from Dr. Claw.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess I try to do a quick sailor math on there on... we're going to be on this planet for another week, right? Or were we here for a week because the ship was going to take a week?
Yeah, I think so.
So we could probably still think that we're going to be there for a week. Like, is there any sort of critical repairs and stuff they can get a week in? Because if we could get at least just a week, it's better having no ship. That's what Drix is thinking. Oh, God. If I gotta wait longer for another ship, I'll never see a ship again. Be Yaz's age by that time. Right. Wait, I am Yaz's age. So, all right, well, my people, talk to your people, Scoutmaster.
Okay. About what?
About whether I want this to take 7 months to fix or if we're going to cash out and call it a loss.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
I give him Mohawk salute and I leave.
All right.
But not before I get free coffee.
Okay.
Gotta have that free coffee.
Bagel. Grab that bagel.
Gotta get that bagel. Gotta get the bagel. Scout service, Big Pippin.
Well, it seems, after some morally questionable decisions over the waters of Kallus, the crew has returned to Candace to discover the Scout Service is decommissioning the Doghouse, aka the High and Dry. They are now stuck on Kallus with unknown enemies. Will they discover what is happening on Kallus? And if they do, will they care? How will they find a new ship? Like and subscribe to not miss an episode. Feel free to comment, and you can also engage with us on our Facebook group at Galactic Nomads with a G. Just search that on Facebook and you'll find us no problem. And you can also find us on iTunes in addition to here on YouTube. Until next time, thanks for exploring with us, and space out!